You're going to get a good night's sleep, something a lot of people struggle with.
So head over to Mattress Firm and do it this weekend. Save big on their overstock mattresses. You can sleep happy with no interest for four full years. So don't miss the overstock and clearance sale at Mattress Firm, America's number one Tempur-Pedic retailer. Go to mattressfirm.com to find the store nearest you or call 888-534-6894 for details about credit costs and terms. Remember, it's Mattress Firm. Terry, save money and sleep happy.
I will. Thank you.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know that you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to GetCoveredIllinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Attention diabetics, is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Sundays on CBS. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette. Ted Danson.
The possibilities are endless.
CSI Cyber. Sundays only CBS.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Brian Bickle plays a physical game for the Blackhawks. He has had chances to score lately, yet he has not yet for the entire season. But is he close?
Hopefully sooner and later it'll be close, to get that, first one or, give a spark to the team in any way. It's, crucial in our line. Games have been limited minutes with circumstances with penalties and stuff like that. But we need to cash in and play hard every shift. It's like our last one. So, hopefully we can get that first one tonight.
Bickle on Blackhawks.com. The Hawks do host the Sabres tonight. Corey Crawford will be in goal. Marian Hossa will play. Bears offensive coordinator Adam Gase interviewing with the Giants today and a lot of other NFL notes. Patriots Pro Scouting Director Bob Quinn will be named GM of the Lions. The Chargers have extended coach Mike McCoy through the 2017 season. The Bengals officially rule out Andy Dalton for Saturday's wildcard game against the Steelers. A.J. McCarron will play. D'Angelo Williams out for Pittsburgh. And Raiders defensive end Khalil Mack becomes the first player in history to be named All-Pro at two different positions, defensive end and linebacker. By the way, we do have every playoff game on the score this year, starting with Wild Card Weekend this weekend. Baseball former Cardinals scouting director Chris Correa has pled guilty to 5 of 12 hacking charges after accessing the Astros database illegally over the period of about a year. Former Marlins manager and GM Dan Jennings hired as the assistant GM to the Nationals, and Cubs owner Tom Ricketts will join inside the clubhouse tomorrow morning at 10 on 670 The Score. This update brought to you by Get Covered Illinois. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov for more details. And streaming on The Score is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. 670 weather, drizzle and fog tonight, low of 38, high of 40 tomorrow, and snow in the afternoon. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Townstone Financial.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Wars at Bernstein.
This is real radio.
Olin Krutz talking football.
How about your guy Lovey getting whacked?
Yeah, you know, it's a brutal league. I don't know about you, but watching that general manager talk, he seems like a scumbag to me, and that he was cutting Lovey's leg, but...
That's what he did.
Yeah, it just seems like a weird situation. He came out there and announced, I'm in charge of the 53. And I've never seen a guy so confident talking on TV. It's always amazing to me to watch a guy who was a part of that losing act like he wasn't. And now he's in charge. But whatever.
Boers and Bernstein.
I live in the city. I listen to you guys a lot.
Oh, it's bad for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Do we really need another 1985 Bears documentary?
No.
Is there anything more to know? Is there anything more to say?
No.
Do the Packers fans still live in the 60s, or have they done enough since then that you can live later?
I don't think so.
Because they've succeeded since then, I mean, I would assume so, because there's nothing up there but cheese and stupid, but...
But the sign says when you cross the border, nothing up here but cheese and stupid.
No one said a job is supposed to be easy.
No one said it's supposed to be that hard, neither.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And at 5:06 on Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, we're going to talk some more football.
We head out to the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline, now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood, and welcome in a guy whose stuff you can read at 670thescore.com. And if you follow him on Twitter, at DJ Durkin. Dan Durkin most recently was breaking down the not-so-easy decision about how the Bears might structure whatever offer they're going to make to Alshon Jeffrey. Hi, Dan, how are you?
Happy Friday, boys. How are you?
Oh, everything's great, my friend. Everything's terrific.
So it would appear, if I am representing Alshon Jeffrey, I'm not worrying about the fact that he's had injuries. I don't care. He is 26 years old. He means what he means, and he can mean that to something else to some other team if the Bears don't want him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Eugene Parker and Alshon would jump for joy if somehow he was able to hit the open market, because when you look at what else is out there, it's a lot of number two receivers. I mean, he would be the guy that everybody would go after. He'd be one of the best players in total in free agency. So, you know, I think that that's going to be the biggest uphill battle for them when you talk about sitting at the negotiating table with Joey Lane, with, you know, Cliff Steinle, I'm sure, will be a part of this as well, with Ryan Pace, you know, explaining to them that, look, this is an anomaly. You go back to 2013, you go back to 2014, he was on the field every week, and he was, again, a difference maker at that point in time. So the biggest question he faced heading into 2015 was, what is he going to be able to do without the presence of Brandon Marshall? And you saw that. He could have, you could theoretically say he was better. If you extrapolate his numbers over, you know, a 16-game season, 1,400 yards, 14 touchdowns, I mean, that's big-time numbers, and that's big-time productivity. So I think that he has enough ammunition to say, look, I've done this before. Could I have committed myself a little bit differently? Probably. Will I commit myself differently for the 26th season? Definitely, because, I mean, he has a situation here to make a lot of money. When you look at the money that's being doled out to wide receivers around the league, there's a lot of money to be made at that position. him. So I think that he's going to probably fall into that slot just above T.Y. Hilton and just beneath, like the Julio Jones and the Dez Bryants of the world. But if he doesn't, if they slap the franchise tag on him, that's $14.5 million that they'll be able to get for a year. That'll make him the fifth highest paid receiver next season. If he goes through that successfully, he'll have successfully incurred the risk of poor performance and getting injured. So now all of a sudden, he'll be able to talk about being the highest paid receiver in the NFL. So it is a very difficult decision for the Bears.
Do you have any sense of which way it'll go? Whether he'll get out or just tag him?
I think they'll tag him, Terry, with the intention of trying to get something done long term. Yeah, I think that what they'll do is they did something similar with Matt back in 2012. They slapped the tag on 40 just to make sure he didn't walk away, and then they were able to negotiate a deal. So I think that's the same type of thing that they'll do with Alshon. Put the tag on him and then start working on a deal that I think is probably going to end up. We had Joel Corey on last Friday kind of talking some numbers and parameters with us. 5 years, $70 million, and then anywhere between probably like $30 and $32 million guaranteed.
All right, say they do that then, and this gets back to what we were talking yesterday about Terry's guy Treadwell. Would having Kevin White returning and almost getting like a bonus first-round pick this year, if you look at it that way, and having Jeffrey back in the fold, that takes wide receiver off the table at number one, doesn't it?
I would think so, at least early on. I think that you look at the – I'm not going to say that – Eddie Royal would prohibit this team from drafting somebody like LeVon. I would never, ever say something like that. I mean, he's a special talent. He's by far the best wide receiver in this class. But that'd be a lot of money that you'd dole out to one position. And I think that with a team that has so much need, you wouldn't want to have that much money sunk in a position over the next four seasons. I think that it would put them in a position that if he's on the board to potentially trade down, now would you want to be the GM that trades away the pick that ends up turning into a guy who has the ability to be a true number one difference maker wide receiver? But when I start looking at this board, granted, it's way too early in the process to start doing, like a lot of prognostication when it comes to this, because free agency hasn't taken place. You don't know who's going to be available out there. I think that this board breaks very, very well for the Bears to get a difference maker on the defensive side of the football, specifically along the front seven. So I think that it would eliminate that possibility of Treadwell. But again, I do understand it's a very tempting thought. A lot of people have thrown that out on Twitter to me as well.
I guess the only thing that, Dan, that I worry about Jeffrey is the injuries. And I know they're going to change the diet or whatever the hell they're going to do, but it just was disconcerting to me this year. You know, it always happened like on a walkthrough before they played. I mean, I don't know exactly what the hell is going on, but that kind of stuff worries me a little bit. And I know you got to roll dice with any player in the NFL. It can happen to anybody. But this sort of stuff, they think they can find a way to get around this stuff, right?
Yeah, they do. I mean, they're putting a lot of faith in their sports science department. You know, let's see how much that works out, because, the Bears did have a fair amount of injuries this year to players of a variety of sorts, but a lot of them were soft tissue related injuries that they had. So I'm not quite sure how much you can rely on just saying that this is the silver bullet that we have that we're going to solve these things with. But, Alshon's a guy when you look at, he's not a Brandon Marshall. You look at Brandon Marshall and you think that, like an anatomy chart is as far as like how defined this guy is and how cut he is and how built he is.
Yeah.
Alshon's not that type of athlete. While they're the same guys in a frame perspective, they're very, they have long arms, they have very big hands, they have wide shoulders, they have those similar characteristics. Alshon does have the ability to become a better physical athlete. He has the ability to get more cut. He has the ability to put weight on in different areas. So I think that with the rededication to those types of things, be it what he puts in his mouth when he chooses to sit down at the dinner table to how much time are you spending in the gym, all of those things could benefit him, not only in the short term, but in the long run as well, to really live out what could be a very, very lucrative next four or five seasons for him.
And you're comfortable with the running back situation if it is Langford and Carey, and then maybe if Forte decides to come back with a tail between his legs and just say, yeah, I'll accept whatever role for a couple of bucks?
I think that you have two there, but I know you talk about this, and I write a lot about it as well. It's such a disposable position in the NFL, and it's been that way for quite some time. I mean, you look at how productive Jeremy Langford was, fourth-round draft pick. Kadeem Carey, fourth-round draft pick. So, I mean, this has just been so devalued in terms of, guys coming out of the league and the way that the CBA is structured. It's just basically, a repeating cycle. Get a guy in the third or fourth round, use him for 4 years. If he's worth a second contract, great. If not, draft a guy that got, well, that guy's in year three of his contract. So I think that you could find somebody in the middle rounds. The Bears have, you know, 9 picks in this upcoming draft. But I think that the market for Matt, if you use a guy like Frank Gore and like Steven Jackson as comparables, be about a 2-year deal between $4 and $5 million each year. So do you want to spend, you know, $8 to $9 million on a guy who's going to be 31 in December of next year? I mean, obviously Matt's one of those guys that's what I was just talking about Alshon becoming. Matt is that now. Matt is the guy that's always taking care of himself. He's very, very proactive about what he puts in his body. He's very diligent about what he does to not only prepare for the season, but to stay in shape throughout it. So I think that if there is somebody that would probably give a team value for $9 million over the next 2 years at the running back position, Matt would be one of those guys. But I think that another team might be the one that goes out there and makes that offer to him.
I do, too.
I do, too. I think that's exactly what's going to happen. Just like with Frank Gore, he goes to a team that thinks he's going to win the Super Bowl, and obviously that didn't happen. But I think that health-wise, to me anyway, and we know, and it's probably, you know, I'm a bad gambler sometimes, but I would think that Forte was a better bet, and Frank Gore stayed in one piece, and then the team was bad. So, I mean, you don't know that. But I think, Dan, there's always somebody out there who's going to look at that and say, you know, if I had that guy with what we have here, we'd be pretty damn good.
Like the New England Patriots?
Yes. There's one for you right off the top.
Yeah. That's
absolutely.
The first team I think of when I think of absolute perfect match. Here's your chance to come in and play in the playoffs, not play in the playoffs, go deep in the playoffs, and potentially win yourself the Super Bowl. The premium that they put on, you know, the running back being able to catch the ball in the backfield and be responsible in pass protection,
yep.
I see that as an ideal fit for somebody like Matt Forte and his skill set.
And I think you're right about a front seven thing. We were talking to Matt Miller about it and just looking through some of these names. I would have a really difficult time. And I'm not gonna clobber Ryan Pace if he does something that may appear odd because of all the needs on this team. But when you look at the issues they had up the middle and seeing the attrition that they had, seeing some of the out-of-place guys and in odd positions, it's time to get Vic Fangio some toys, I think.
No doubt about it. I mean, I think that when you can kind of figure out what a team thinks about itself and how a team sees its needs in its free agent acquisitions. And so you start looking at the Bears when you're willing to roll dice on a guy like Ray McDonald. When you go out there and you sign Jarvis Jenkins to a 1-year deal. When you're signing a guy like Mitch Unrein in the season. When you're bringing in guys like Ziggy Hood and Greg Scruggs and all these guys to come in and literally sign on a Wednesday and play on a Sunday. That shows you that they are searching for answers at that position. You go back to the success that Vic Fangio had in San Francisco. Yes, a lot of it was predicated on inside linebacker, which is a humongous need for the Bears this year. But I'd say that the 5 technique position is just as important to what the Bears need. A guy like DeForest Buckner is somebody that's very appealing to me. You look at some of the guys that Alabama has on their defensive line. That would fit A'shaun Robinson, the guy who plays more inside. But then, you know, he's the guy that I think if you went 2-man line that you'd have a very nice front in there as well. So, I mean, I think about what Justin Smith was able to do for the San Francisco 49ers in that scheme. As a guy who was drafted as a 4-3 defensive end in Cincinnati, moves to the San Francisco 49ers, becomes a 5 technique there. The amount of stunts and games that they were able to run with that guy and line him up at virtually any position along the line of scrimmage and completely change the math and protection scheme up front, that frees up your linebackers. That allows Alden Smith to get free runs at the quarterback. So I wouldn't be surprised at a 5 technique, dynamic, a defensive lineman, or an inside linebacker being one of their early picks.
You mentioned, Dan, there's 9 draft picks that he's going to work on. And I didn't, you know, really when you look at his work of body as a whole with last year's free agents, he got burned on a lot of guys and just injuries and whatever, what have you. It's just many of them didn't work out. Eddie Royal didn't work out to what you want him to be. And Antrell Roll is very seldom on the field. So, I mean, how much do you think he's going to go back into that pool again and kind of swim around in that a little bit and look for something? Because, I mean, it can't be, I guess you certainly know what you're getting into there, because you're taking, and Alan Ball, I still couldn't identify him if he's sitting next to me. So, I mean, I burned on it, but you can't give up on it, right?
Yeah, I think that Terry, it's going to be more of how many Pernell McPhees might we be able to find in this coming free agent class, because when you look at money committed to next year's payroll, the Bears have the second least in the league. Only Oakland has fewer dollars committed to their cap next season so far. The Bears have $95 million. Oakland has $92 million. So if you figure the cap's 147 at the low end or 153 on the high end, that's, you know, anywhere from 53 million to 61 million in free cap before they even start making space. So the team's going to have a lot of dollars to work with this offseason. There's no doubt about that. He talked about a healthy cap situation, he being Ryan Pace, quite a bit. But the team that I'm going to keep an eye on, because they have so many decisions to make, and a lot of it is because of the money they have dedicated to their quarterback, is the Denver Broncos. And the Denver Broncos have several guys along their defensive front that are going to be up for free agency. Talk about Danny Trevathan, Malik Jackson, Derek Wolfe, Von Miller. A lot of decisions are going to need to be made along that defense, and those guys are already familiar. Many of them were handpicked by John Fox to come in and play in that system. So I think that's a situation where the Bears might be able to say, hey, you chose to pay Malik, we're going to take Derek Wolfe off your hands. Hey, you put a high tender on Brandon Marshall, we'll take Danny Trevathan off your hands. So I think that that's a team that I think that there's going to be a lot of guys wearing orange and blue, just a different shade of it next year, because I think that there's going to be a few Broncos coming over to play for the Bears next year.
That's a clip and save right there, if you're paying attention, because that makes a whole lot of sense. And it goes with what we know about, Ryan Pace and some of his former guys, looking at always careful to see who he's scouted, who he feels he knows well from his time with the Saints also. Now, we've got four games this weekend, all of which can be heard on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Prioritize them as far as your interest level in these wild card affairs.
I really wish Andy Dalton didn't make that horrendous interception and then equally horrendous tackle.
Yeah, the horrendous tackle, yeah.
Oh, God. It's like, kids, you want to learn how to tackle? Watch this clip and do the exact opposite of what he did on this play. I mean, it's just brutal to watch that and to see him get hurt. I really, that game still intrigues me. I think that when you look at the injury to D'Angelo Williams and what that alters the Steelers, they're just going to be bombs away. And that team is so much fun to watch. I mean, I would make a legitimate argument. Think, Khalil Mack's one of the best in the league, but Antonio Brown, pound for pound, is the best player in the NFL. And so he's proven each week you cannot cover him. I'm so excited to see that game. Like I said, I wish Dalton was full strength, because I think it would be even more competitive. But I would rank that as the number one watch. And honestly, I think that Packers-Redskins game is a total toss-up. I don't know which of those two teams is going to win it. I think that's the one that's the least clear as far as, like, if I were to hedge my bets. I put my picks up there and 670 The Score today. That's the one that I'm the least certain about. And then I think that Seattle-Vikings game could get out of hand really quickly. I think that the Seahawks are going to stack the box and say, Teddy Bridgewater, you're going to have to beat us. He's not going to be able to do it. And I think that the Texans-Chiefs game, if you like defense, that's going to be a really fun game to watch. It's going to be a very conservative game plan from both of the offenses, and it's basically going to come down to who blinks first, because you're talking about two really excellent defenses, really strong defensive fronts. The Chiefs are going to get Justin Houston back. So the one thing that still kind of bothers me about the NFL is teams with inferior records hosting games against teams that played better in the regular season. I think that's just a really poor system that needs to be revisited. But I would not be surprised if four road teams ended up winning this weekend.
Well, keep an eye on that Vikings, because at halftime they're serving frozen hub. So keep an eye on that one.
Ooh, man, that's going to be a rough one to cover, man. That's not going to be.
Oh,
fun.
He knows it.
More difficult to watch if you're a Vikings fan.
There you have it, Dan Durkin. Thank you as always.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a million, Dan.
Dan Durkin talks football with Boers and Bernstein on WSCR The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for every NFL playoff game through Super Bowl 50, a production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Damon Amendolara with your CBS Sports Minute. Riddle me this: what's orange and black and has stripes all over and never wins a playoff game? It's the Bengals, of course. And tomorrow night, they get a chance to break this 25-year streak, but it's without their starter, Andy Dalton, under center. I think A.J. McCarron could actually be a better option against the Steelers. Watching him the last few weeks, I've been impressed. He may look for underneath stuff a lot, but QBs that young always do that, and he's willing to take shots downfield. He has a little confidence. I don't want to use the word swagger, but that chest tattoo must say something, right? I'm optimistic. He's going to make some plays tomorrow, and not having that turtle Dalton out there might be the best thing for the Bengals. Now, Marvin Lewis has to not be Marvin Lewis, so somebody please kidnap him like Celtic Pride. But I'm actually thinking AJ might be the perfect antidote for Who Day. I'm DA. CBS Sports Radio.
1-877 cards for kids. donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The All-Canada Show.
Come to the All-Canada Show and get connected with Canada's best fishing and hunting destinations. Register to win a fantastic Canadian fishing trip. Enjoy great seminar speakers. Try our new hockey challenge game. And have shore lunch with an ice-cold Labatt Blue. Seniors get a discount, kids get in free, and everyone gets a free daredevil lure on opening night. January 14th through the 17th at the Pheasant Run Mega Center, St. Charles. Free parking. Details at allcanada.com.
The All-Canada Show.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know that you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to GetCoveredIllinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glore.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News, always on.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 528, Boards of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I had a fun day.
It was good. Yeah, it was a really fun day.
Yeah, really fun.
And I also wanted to mention that last night we had our committee meeting as we were trying to get things all scheduled up, make sure we had all our ducks in a row for the 2016 Charity Poker Championship. Yeah. And I can let you know a couple things, that it is once again presented by Robert W. Baird. And we are pleased to announce that as of today, our good friend David Hochberg, in his new capacity as vice president at Pearl Mortgage, will also once again be a generous sponsor of the event, David Hochberg and Pearl Mortgage. So we thank them for that. And
very handsome man.
The high roller seats are filling up too, because a lot of people are taking advantage of that opportunity, thinking that's going to be their best way to win our grand prize, which is the $10,000 seat of the World Series of Poker. But you can go to onestepcamp.org. We also now have a link at boresandbernstein.com. So if you go to boresandbernstein.com, you can link through there. The easiest way to get registered, and make sure you do this. Don't put this off, because the room was full last year. It's going to be full again this year. It's the first 240 players who register, and we only have the limited number of the high roller seats available. I don't want to speak next. I can't access to tell you exactly how many of those are available at the moment. But it's Thursday, February 18th, 2016, starting at 6 p.m. at the Montgomery Club at 500 West Superior. If you just want to hang out, you don't want to play, you just want to eat and drink, it's only $75, and this is a Gibson's-run place, so you can imagine how quickly you can enjoy well more than $75 worth of food and drink at our open bar. So get in on this. OneStepCamp.org gets you your entry fee, $275 for players, $650 for the high roller satellite, and we send the winner to... No, Wex almost won last year.
I know.
What was he, third, I think?
I think he was.
We've had our fun with Wex before, but he was in it.
And I thought
it was going to be his year. One of these years, he's going to take it, and he's going to shut us up. But
he hasn't yet. Call me when he does.
We certainly hope that he gets... Hey, if he wins it, he wins it. But he was a high roller last year, and actually it played really well. And I'm watching it. Wow, Wex is still in. He's still in.
Wex, the man.
We are going to also have celebrity bounties once again, which come along with very special prizes once you knock them out. I think Spiegel was the first out last year.
Yeah.
And that didn't take long. It was just kind of...
That didn't take long.
No, he's eating a sandwich before most people get their coat off.
I mean, there he was.
He's done.
Yeah, Richard Roper is going to be joining us this year. Lawrence is going to be back as one of those. So, again, onestepcamp.org, and we do this so we can help kids with cancer and leukemia through the One Step programs, or summer camp, or winter camp, everything we do. Sign up for poker, onestepcamp.org.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Teuvo Teravainen and the Blackhawks hosting Buffalo tonight.
Yeah, they're a good team. They work hard, and it's going to be a fast game, so we have to really move our legs and move the puck as well.
Well, the Blackhawks, that's from Blackhawks.com, by the way. They played Buffalo last month and won. Teuvo Teravainen.
Okay, all right, because I wasn't listening. I was making sure.
Why don't you pay attention, you big jerk?
Well, I'm busy. I'm getting ready for our big giveaway. In just a bit, we're giving away this big flying fishing trip.
Thing, yes.
Yeah, making sure I got that all right.
Can I go with the people that win?
No.
This is not the time to do hockey.
What do you mean, can you go with the people?
How do you know they don't want him to go with them?
Yeah.
Well, maybe the person,
man.
You could be the second, I imagine, if somebody wants to take you.
Is it a trip for two?
Yes.
He's a man's man.
Okay. Well, maybe I can be the second person.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Fine by me, but the person's got to... I'm not gonna say that you win a trip with Chris Ranji.
Well, it should be that.
Yeah.
And they'll try to leave me there.
With that headache.
Get that?
Muskie.
Corey Crawford will... Do they have Muskie up there?
Some lakes do, some don't.
Okay. I mean, you would know.
I don't know if any of these are... The lakes are Pusher Lake, Antenna Lake, Austin Lake, or Mean Lake, M-E-E-N. And I don't know if it's just Northern Pike or if there's Muskie.
Yeah, Dan, you would know.
God, do you think... Matt, is there any words he wants to hear more than that?
I'll look it up.
Dan, there's something out there to be known. You would know it.
That's true.
That's right. It's way Damn we all
knows
feel.
Everything.
You know everything, Dan.
That's the way we feel.
Hey, during the commercial break, Dan, you got to ask Chris about his impersonation of what Mean Lake is all about. Like when you check in at Mean Lake.
I'm sure it's wonderful.
It really is good. Hi, Chris Ranji here, checking in with two, room for two.
That person,
welcome to Mean Lake.
This person's going to love it.
Yeah, Mean Lake, it just says the stained waters, the headwaters of the Mean River
system. Stained waters?
Medium-sized lake, countless weed beds, a castor troll for trophy northerns and scrappy walleyes.
Well, Dan, if I was asking anyone about Mean Lake, you would know it.
You can run down river to check out the fishing for a chance to sight a moose or caribou.
Anything's possible. I tell you, I can't see the Illinois Lottery logo anymore without that little kid in my head.
You know what? Yeah, that's after you sent that to me, I thought the exact same thing, and I saw the Illinois Lottery logo like twice. Well, you know, it's all over the place now, but I was reading something and it was on a website, and I just started laughing, and it had nothing to do with that kid.
Anything's possible.
See, you know, it sounds like I'm laughing at him, but I'm not.
We're not.
No, it's the Vine.
It's
Don't
the
worry,
Vine.
Nobody knows what we're talking about anyway.
That's
so
true,
okay.
Yeah. Just fine. I think some people know. I mean, it's been seen by, what, a couple million probably?
Yeah, anything's possible.
Corey Crawford starting for the Blackhawks.
Anything's possible.
So stupid. Bears offensive coordinator Adam Gase, another interview. He was with the Giants today. Coach Mike McCoy gets an extension from the Chargers through next season. And Bob Quinn will be named the Lions general manager. Baseball former St. Louis Cardinals scouting director Chris Correa has pled guilty to 5 hacking charges.
By the way, I've checked all the lakes, northern and walleye, no muskie.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
You know, really didn't care, Dan.
No, I didn't.
I cared.
I only care if I'm going, I guess.
Any sharks out there?
No sharks.
Oh, yes, there are sharks.
Land sharks.
No, they're just sharks.
Okay.
Freshwater sharks.
Those would usually be bull sharks.
Hey,
finish up.
I'm done.
I've got a scary story I've got to read.
Okay, well, hold on. NFL games, I have to tell you, they're on this weekend, and Tom Ricketts tomorrow morning at 10 on The Score, okay?
Okay, thank
and
you.
Get out of Dan's way, Chris.
Hold on.
No, I have a public service to do. Yeah.
Hold on.
This is a public service.
This is a thing. This is for Bruce's show, and it's a sponsor, and I got to tell you about it. Inside the Clubhouse tomorrow, brought to you by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business. I'm finished now.
Okay.
You're finished?
Tavo Teravainen. This is from the Chicago Tribune. The City of Highland Park's animal control officer is investigating a report that a large cat, like a cougar or mountain lion, was spotted walking in an open area west of the Hibernia subdivision in Northwest Highland Park, according to the police. Authorities say they do not know what type of animal was seen. Though they said at this point, police are not characterizing the report as a coyote sighting. Photos of paw impressions and maw impressions have been forwarded to the state experts.
The rest of the kettles.
Who may help identify the animal. Thursday morning, a resident reported seeing a large feline type animal walking in an open area west of her house, just west of the Hibernia subdivision. So be careful if you're around there. If you see a giant... You know who lives there?
Go Cats, boy.
You know who I'm pretty sure lives right there?
No.
Jerry Krause.
Krause!
That's a decent meal.
You might have to bring a few friends for that one.
Right, the cat spots him and starts gets on the phone. He's like, hey, I think we got a live one here. I think he does.
There are all kinds. You know what? All across this country, there are critters wandering around right where you live.
I know.
They're coming closer.
Yeah, but these
and closer.
Yeah, but a mountain lion is not. That's not like a coyote. A coyote's not going to mess with you. It might eat your cat.
It may, yeah. I was going to say, that's the way to get rid of that damn cat you've been meaning to get rid
of. Or Maddie's dog who he hates. The dog that thinks it's
Hey,
name
hey,
is
hey, no, that's not. Don't start saying that.
Tell the story about your kid.
No, I can't say that.
About what he called your dog?
I can't say that on the air.
That he thought your dog's name was actually a diminutive of Richard.
Yep.
Oh, man.
And that's not his actual name?
Oh, boy.
Hey, so you know how I want... You know, I told you about that, not Red Fox, but the Red Fox that lives in the house next door?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw two of them the other day. We're in my yard.
They're awesome looking animals.
Yeah, they're really, really cool. And so I've been leaving the dog chained up in the backyard.
It's a good idea, yeah. Well, we can import the Highland Park mountain lion if you want, if it doesn't get to jail.
Well, I'm actually going to have Big Cat come over and eat him.
I don't think he'd be interested.
He might.
Well, it depends what kind of sauces you have,
I guess. Could be a bear in your swimming pool.
Well, but not around here. You're not going to see a bear around here.
I love beer in a swimming pool.
Not beer. Where did you... Somebody else says that Tony Kukoc lives there, too. Uh-oh. Careful, guys.
Phil's in the backyard yelling at him.
Screaming, Tony. Take out the garbage.
No, that's Admiral Akbar.
No, it's
you really
not.
Get those mixed up.
That's a trap. Actually, Admiral Akbar probably going to coach that team 70 wins. It's a fictional character from Mon Calamari.
He would definitely coach the trap, that's for sure.
That's a trap. No, it's not a trap. They're single teaming, coach. No, it's a trap. No, trust me, it's a trap. No, it's not. It's a 2-3 zone.
Tell that joke about Admiral Akbar and his wife.
Which one? The one from Robot Chicken?
Yeah. Can you tell that on the air?
I think so. It's a Robot Chicken bit where they're at an Italian restaurant. It's Admiral Akbar and his wife or his date, and they said, "Can I start you with anything?" And he says, "I'll have the antipasto." She starts, and she says, I can't win now. Now I'm not saying anything. Now I'm not going to do it.
Well, I'm glad because he asked FCC expert Dan Bernstein if he could tell the joke on the air.
Yeah, I probably
and
shouldn't.
He can't.
I probably shouldn't anyway. It's probably a good idea.
You ruined it.
Joke Grim Reaper.
Start it over.
Dan Bernstein is everyone's grandma.
I can do it. I can do it to my own jokes too.
Try it again, Grandmama.
No, what I'll do is I will tell you that when we come back, we're going to give away the fly-in fishing trip thanks to Clark's Resort and Outpost and the All Canada Show 2016. So keep it right here. Something very, very special could be yours in a moment on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Those are just a few of the fish that are on sale this January at Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish. 21% off all freshwater fish, 21% off all saltwater fish, 21% off all African cichlids, 21% off all oriental goldfish, 21% off all live coral, 21% off all live rock and inverts. Why 21% instead of the usual 20% off? Why not? So why not sashay into Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish? Whether you're after a Maxima clam or a yellow tang, Scott's got you covered. That's Oak Park Natural Pet on Harlem, just north of Madison in Oak Park.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
The holidays are over, and you have holiday leftovers. Leftover casserole, leftover stuffing, and leftover pie, and leftover debt. That's the one holiday leftover you can't just hide in your freezer and forget about. So do this. Instead of starting your new year with last year's credit card debt and hassling with all the different due dates for multiple credit cards, make it simple. Consolidate your debt with an unsecured loan through Avant. And it really is simple and convenient. It's one loan, it's one monthly payment, and no hassle. You go to avantoffer.com and you can complete your application in minutes. It can be done all online, which is, this is really the first of its kind to do something like this. And maybe you've seen it profiled before. There's been a lot written about this particular business model, and that's because they've streamlined this to make it so the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. And right now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. So start the year off right. Here's where you're going to go. And a lot of this is better explained on the website, where it's all laid out for you, everything you got to do and no catches. AvantOffer.com, promo code SCORE. That's AvantOffer.com, promo code SCORE. Again, Avant, A-V-A-N-T, offer.com, promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Staples, make more happen.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And at 545 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, we've been promising something all day long.
Yeah, we do a lot of giveaways, and we don't do many like this.
No, we don't.
This is a certificate for a fly-in fishing trip for two to one of these lakes, Pusher, Antenna, Austin, or Mean Lake in Ontario, Canada, provided by the All Canada Show and Clark's Resort and Outpost. It goes to caller number 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, and you will win. I just checked this out at the Clark's Resort and Outpost website. It's pretty cool stuff. You know, it looks like
it's a really nice prize. Yeah,
the arrangements are nice. You know, the fly-in looks easy, and if you can, you know, work your way around some weed beds, you're going to be pulling out some trophy fish.
Shift Change brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves return home for divisional games Friday, January 16th, and Saturday, January 17th.
Football all weekend on Sports Radio 670 The Score. We've got an afternoon game and an evening game on Saturday, an early afternoon and late afternoon game on Sunday. And I guess I'm not invited to the wild card weekend party if I don't bring my regional dish. Bring something something befitting the city of Washington or
Washington.
Minneapolis or something. No, thank you. But it's, I think the NFC is more wide open than some may think.
I do too.
I really do.
Yep.
And this league's so stupid. You know it's going to turn out a dumb call or something you've never seen before, some interpretation of a rule that you didn't even know existed.
You know what, though? I don't think there's been a time, and who knows what's going to happen, but I don't think there's been a time of late, anyway, where I would say that the top two seeds in the AFC are both vulnerable. Now, they're not playing this weekend, but I think both very vulnerable. The Broncos and the Patriots.
I've never vulnerable. Seen the Patriots like this.
Beaten to hell.
Yep. Actually, physically, and the next man up, next man up, next man up.
Next man up, not good.
And you've finally gotten to the point where the next man up sucks.
Yep. I mean, I think they're really vulnerable, and I think anytime Peyton Manning is quarterbacking, they're vulnerable. Not that I'm a big fan of Brock Osweiler, I wasn't, but I think they're vulnerable.
No, but we didn't really get to see how healthy Peyton Manning actually was, because I didn't learn anything from that
performance. I think he was 5-9 or something. He didn't throw the ball very well. I want to say it wasn't very much, but I don't know. But I just, to me, vulnerable. I mean, I don't know who's going to win the AFC, but I know that those two teams, it's like it's sort of a given that you're going to have a tough time beating the Patriots, you're going to have a tough time beating...
And even though the Chico and the Panthers have been able to do this all year, and every time you think, well,
Chico.
Every time, maybe, nah, this isn't real, or these receivers, I mean, how many passes is Ted Ginn going to drop for every one that he catches? It just takes one. These aren't 4 out of 7 series.
Nope.
It's the NFL, and it's all the circadian rhythms and the one bad day, and you show up, and guys just aren't who they are, and next thing you know, you're home.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that's another thing Manley was talking about with the bad blood we discussed between Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, that at some point you got to get through, especially to the younger and dumber players, that you can't lose the game because you're acting a fool. You can't put us in like Vontaze Burfict or somebody like that.
That's who's been doing a lot of woofing.
And he's not even a younger player either. No. He's just an idiot.
No, he just said he hates Pittsburgh. Hates him.
And he's also a guy who's yappy on the field. And when you go into this game, you better believe that officiating crew has already been told by the league, you make sure you got your eyes open and your ears open, and anything is going to be flagged.
Well, he's a guy, too, you got to watch as an official.
Perfect?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got to watch him very carefully. And now he's worked up over this thing. So, yeah, it should be fun. I'm just saying, I just don't remember a time when I thought that the AFC, particularly of late, was so vulnerable with the first two seeds. And I'm sure they are. I don't care if the Denver game is at Denver or not. They're not that good.
And for those insisting that it's much more likely that the cat in Highland Park that was spotted is a bobcat and not a mountain lion, bobcats aren't that big. Would that necessitate a phone call to the police if you saw a bobcat?
I think so, probably.
Really?
I think people would probably warn. Yeah.
There was one near me in the city at one point. They said they saw one around us that it had sort of followed the North Fork of the river, they think. And it was right there near California and Addison over by the other side of GN. And somebody saw a bobcat over there. But
I think they would probably necessitate. Yeah, I think they try to keep you. Yeah,
eat your dog? Because there was a mountain lion in Roscoe Village that they shot just down the street from me. So it wouldn't surprise me if it was a mountain lion. Nothing would surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me.
No,
it's
all getting closer.
Point. Yeah.
So getting closer and closer.
Keep taking away their natural habitat. They're gonna
look for somewhere else. Yeah, the shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves return home for divisional games Friday, January 16th, and Saturday, January 17th. Some quick thank yous. Get out of the way here.
I just Googled Bobcat. A picture of Bobcat Goldthwait came up.
He's another one on your drive.
I would definitely call that in. If Bobcat Goldthwait is standing in your backyard, then yeah.
Yeah, I'd call it in, too.
Yeah. And I also just got this text from a friend who says, remember, it's Highland Park. It's actually a guy named Bob Katz. We thank Olin Krutz and Dan Durkin and everybody who participated in a terrific Friday Fung.
Thank our crack production staff, Mr. Matabaticola.
I brought you some presents, courtesy of the Grateful Dead.
Wow.
I brought you a T-shirt, and it doesn't get any better than this. It's even been washed. And this is the most important thing. I brought some of the air back from Santa Clara and Chicago, so when you're alone sometime, or maybe with your wife, not your very young children, but with your wife, just take this and open it up. and everything will be fine.
So this is real air.
That's the air from Chicago. Yo.
I love Matt Amendola. He is our Dale Jr. Just chilling, the best production man I've ever lived. Chris Tannehill.
Dave, I understand you guys from the East think that L.A. is all just one big place. Justin Simon's from Temecula, which I don't think has ever been considered Los Angeles. It's beautiful. It's really, really nice. It's where the sun meets the mountains on the northern slopes of Mount Palomar, on the southern slopes of Mount San Jacinto. Beautiful.
Oh, good Lord. Woo! We thank you for listening, calling, emailing.
Thanks.
We will do it all over again on Monday. Hub is coming up.
Oh, yeah. He's stalking the hallways here.
Bonnie Hub is here. And before we get later on, Frozen Hub. All right, Hub Arbish, Hub Arbish coming your way. Hub Barkish, Hug Arbish.
Hug Arbish and Hug Barkish.
Hug Barkish, he's coming your way. Have a terrific weekend. I don't even know. I'm disappointed Hub didn't come and speak.
Busy.
I know he's too damn busy. All right, everybody have a terrific weekend. We will talk to you Monday afternoon. Hug Arbish. It's him.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Hug Arbish.
Sports Radio 670, The Score is your official home for every NFL playoff game through Super Bowl 50. A production of Westwood One.
CBS Mondays.
They're a team of high IQ personnel.
These geniuses are the smartest people in the room. Any room.
Ready to help however we can.
And they may not fit into the world.
It's okay to admit you don't have all the answers.
Every problem has a solution.
But they're the only ones.
We got 2 minutes to avoid a meltdown. I'm gonna figure this out.
Who can save it?
We got a live one.
Signal's up.
20 seconds.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
Scorpion. Mondays. Only CBS.
Hey, Mom. How'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-476-0793. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-476-0793.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632.